And I don't deny that you love the cat, but you love more yourself in this danger. One of your kids to get in some kind of infection with the cat, pues you send the cat out, because you love more your kid. All of them, include those. Some choose certain persons or peoples and help them overtly, and don't care if with their acts hinder someone else. It's a caprice. I don't know how in English. I know people who has been helped all their lives, been helped, and even has been lucky in lottery, and has had money. And I have a case in which the man, when he had not money in the night, when he goes to bed, lifting the bed, there was money, because his friend, a short, blonde fellow, helped them this way. This is a historical case. Vice versa. Some choose certain persons or peoples and make them victims of their bad jokes of anger. Some of these entities have a great tendency to interfere in the sexual relations of humans. Many years ago, I say that these entities, some of them, in matters generational, genetical, or genital, they are very much interested. This interference is not only predicting offspring, but intervening personally in sexual relations with humans. Sometimes the humans feel physically the sexual copulation with an invisible entity. There are thousands of examples, past and present, but most of the people victims of this don't say anything. This has to see with the genetical experiences I spoke before, and we know now that it's happening also, this. Those more evolved can interfere very easily in the minds of humans, and they are not only capable of reading our mind, but also of making us to take decisions without realizing we are being manipulated. They camouflage their activities on the natural phenomena. Sometimes they make appear as natural something that is caused by them, and vice versa. Most of them are very sensitive to the electromagnetic fields or to radiation or energies provenient from the atomic world. Some of these energies, and also those produced by the minds of certain persons, help their presence in our dimension, while others are a hindrance for it. In the future, mankind will use these energies as a means to defend itself against the intromission of these entities. And as a matter of fact, already, I think the Air Force is using already this electromagnetic cages to defend themselves, or something they want to defend very much. On the contrary, to get in contact with them, these energies help to it.